from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. 2011 has been a record-breaking year for extreme weather events. From flooding to heat waves, there were a dozen disasters nationwide that cost more than $1 billion. Both the government and insurance companies try to plan for these events by predicting the risk. But as Lauren Sommer reports, climate change is throwing a wrench into those calculations.
There's a scene in the 1982 movie The World According to Garp, where Robin Williams is shopping for a new home with his wife. They're standing in front of one house when a plane crashes into it.
We'll take the house.
Garp!
Honey, the chances of another plane hitting this house are astronomical. See, it's been pre-disastered. We're gonna be safe here.
That may not be a typical reaction, but climatologist Kelly Redmond says it reveals a lot about how we think about risk.
It has to do with how we describe rare things. We spend societally an enormous amount of resources and time and attention guarding against the very worst possibilities.
You've probably heard of the 100-year flood. That's a flood so severe that it has a 1 in 100 chance of happening every year. But how do we know that?
About the only way we can get at how rare a rare thing is by looking at some kind of past record.
So for floods, government agencies look into the historical record to see when floods happened in the past. They use that record to predict future flood risk. Redmond says this relies on a very basic assumption.
And the assumption is that the statistics of the future will be like the statistics of the past.
There's a fancy term for this. It's called stationarity. But there's a problem.
What we don't know, but what we suspect with changes in climate, is that those statistics, especially about rare things, may change.
The U.S. is already warming. Climate models show that western states could see more extreme weather as the climate continues to change. So, Redmond says, chances are good that the future won't look like the recent past.
A lot of California's existing infrastructure was designed on assumptions that are no longer valid.
Janine Jones is with the California Department of Water Resources. She says using the past as a guide for the future is a huge part of water planning and building codes. The idea was first adopted in the 1940s and 50s, when dams and infrastructure were built at record speed in western states.
Yes, America is still growing. And as we grow, so does our need for more water.
Congress was looking at all of these water development plans coming in from the Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation and wanting a common standard to compare the projects.
So they forecasted flood risk and water supply by looking at historical data.
They had very short data records, maybe only measured records of 20 years, 50 years, and that's not really very long.
Jones says today in California, everything from building codes to home insurance is based on this short window of data. And so is another critical forecast. During the winter, surveyors measure the Sierra Nevada snowpack every month so they can crunch the numbers and predict the year's water supply.
It is very widely used by reservoir operators, by water agencies, by farmers who are looking at what are my chances for having a full water supply.
But climate models show that more precipitation will fall as rain in California instead of snow. And that means spring runoff could behave very differently.
At some point, conditions will change enough that we've reached a tipping point where those statistical approaches really aren't valid anymore.
An accurate water forecast is crucial to California's economy. So Jones says water officials are looking at using computer models to forecast spring runoff. But when it comes to updating flood risk and building codes to reflect climate change, Kelly Redmond says that could take decades.
We have to get a buy-in from the engineering community, the city planners, because there's so much expense that goes in building a bridge or a culvert or a building.
There is one industry that's taking note of climate change, insurance.
The increased variability in climate is going to start to dramatically affect the profits of corporations worldwide.
David Friedberg is CEO of the Climate Corporation, based in San Francisco. It's a sort of next-gen insurance company. They start with computer models that simulate weather and climate patterns.
We then use those sorts of models to determine what sort of a price we should charge for certain weather events occurring.
The Climate Corporation works mostly with farmers, insuring them against extreme weather for between $40 and $400 an acre.
There's a range of things that can occur, and that range is certainly widening. And as a result, we should start to charge more for those sorts of events when we're insuring them.
Friedberg says this kind of insurance makes sense to a lot of farmers they work with who are already noticing changing weather patterns. Investor Vinod Khosla and Google have also noticed and put millions into the company. They're betting new software will be the answer when today's methods no longer work. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Keep up with Quest every week by subscribing to our radio podcast. That's at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Videz Family Foundation.